Today's daf is daf Tes Vav.
Amazing. 25% finished here. Mm-hmm. And we're ready to begin with that very special rousing beginning from our favorite Savatash.
Zutta Heide Commissioner.
Harini Nazir, Shielibe, the Nazir Meayom. So where someone said that he's going to be a Nazir, that means the first Nazirut, that is being Mekabel on himself, is to be a regular Nazir, Shloshim Yom, when his son will be born. And then he's also being Mekabel on himself, an immediate Nazirut of Me'ayom. So now, Nolad Bo Ben, in the middle of his Nazirut, if he ends up having a son, so Achivim Lo Yifsid Klum. If the son was born up to and including the 70th day, he really hasn't lost anything, because even if, and we'll take the pshat not like the Tosfos first, okay? Remember that the Tosfos learns that you never do a giluach in the middle of the Nazirus. You always wait until the end of both of the Nazirus. So let's not learn this like the Tosfos, let's learn it kipshutai. Most of the Rishonim learn, you do a tiglachat at the end of the Nazirut that interrupted. So let's, in this case, you're in the middle of a 100-day Nazirut, you get up to your 70th day, Nolad Lo Ben, now keeps 30 days, is Megaleach. He now has, anyway, 30 days left to be mashlim the 70 days. And at the end, that's 100, 30 and 70 is 100. When he finishes the next 30 days, he has hair again, because he has the Gidol Perav Shloshim Yom. So now, with a total of 130 days, he's being mashlim two Nazirut, one of 100 days, one of 30 days. He didn't lose anything. Masha'in came. If he had to cut his hair now on the 71st day, so now he's not going to have Gidol Seyar until the 101st day. He's going to need another day of Gidol Seyar. And therefore, if any day after the 70th day, he's not going to be losing. So up, going backwards, he's going to be Seyar until 70, meaning going back up till the 70. Anything above and beyond 70 days, he's going to lose, because he can no longer utilize his hair growth from before towards now, because he's going to have to make up for it anyway. So let's say that on the last day of his 100 days, the last day he gets a son. You now have to stop counting the 100 days, counts 30 days. If he takes a tigulacha at the end of the 30 days, the way most Rishonim learn, he's still going to need another 29 days extra anyways. He needs a full 30 days of Gidol Seyar. So he's really not going to complete the Naziris until a total of 160 days for both of them, because he ended up losing the 29 days of his final Nazirut. 29 plus, and it's the 30th day he had the child. So that's what the Mishnah would mean. So Achivim means going backwards. Right? So he's going to be Soser Shivim. So if it's Liach Shivim, he's Soser meaning backwards, Achivim. Because there's no din of being able to have a tiglachat less than 30 days. If you're going to need 30 days, you're going to have to make up all those extra days. Okay, now this is the simple way of reading the Mishnah. This is what the Mishnah seems to be saying. Problem is, it runs contradictory to Taisus from beginning to end.
What it says over here, you said if it's on the 99th day, so he's keeping another 30 days in Naziris, or he's keeping one day in Naziris,
he's keeping another 30 days of hair growing.
Of hair growing.
Correct. So when it says, so Terah doesn't really mean so Terah, which is what it means, you lose.
Okay.
If you never use so Terah. Although we've seen a Lashon of Soter used in that way before by Reb Eliezer, right? It says Soter Shiva by Tumu. You know, Soter Ella Shiva. You're not really Soter anything. You just lose because you need to be Torah in order to do your Korbanos and Tiglachos. So that part of the Lashon is not problematic. But the two issues that are completely intolerable, according to Tosfos, is, number one, there's no Tiglachot, according to Tosfos. The Tiglachot's only at the end. What are you talking about losing? You're not losing anything. Doesn't matter when it is, according to Tosfos, that you go back to your minyan. You're going to do the Tiglachot at the end of 130 days, come hell or high water. So what if you ever lose? You lose anything. So the whole mission makes absolutely no sense. Then when it turns around and says, Ein tiglachat pachot mishloshim yom, what is that supposed to mean? I'm doing the tiglachat after 130 days. What he told me, there's no tiglachat pachot mishloshim yom. Those words don't mean anything. And therefore, Shiv'im is a meaningless concept according to him, because Shiv'im is only Nogayak to Glacha. So what are you telling me? So at Shiv'im. Soser back, Liakas, Toser Shiv'im. Soser Shiv'im, the flaw makes no sense. It doesn't make that much sense according to the way we're learning also, but at least we can read it as Soser at Shiv'im. So anything that he does after Shiv'im, he's going to lose, going all the way back to Shiv'im, because they have to make it up again anyway. But according to, why what?
Why is that last 30 days so, well, not the first 30 days, but another time, I don't get it.
Well, you seem to be missing something very, very fundamental. What's your problem, exactly?
Why is it that, why do you have to go to 160? I don't get why you have to.
Because you need 30 days of hair. According to the other Purushim,
yeah.
you need 30 days of hair growth. So if you shaved your hair a day too early, you're going to still need another 30 days. And since you shave your hair at the end of the sun, 30-day Nizirut, you lost those 30 days of hair growth to being able to apply it to your first Nizirut. Because you didn't complete your first Nizirut yet. When are you going to do the Tiglachat?
Uh-huh.
You're going to need another 30 days, basically.
So the max is 159, or the max is 159?
Well, we'll talk about that. That's sort of the mitzvah saying, for Kulo Yishir, and the Rabban and Gezer, you should always have one extra day, because you may say Shleimim. That goes back to the beginning of the Sech. Let's keep things simple first. So that means that the pashtus of this Mishnah is reading Shelo Ketosis. It doesn't seem to be any way to make it work according to Tosis.
Tosis
says that Tiglachas is only after the end of both of the Nazirim. Therefore, there's no reason to lose anything over here. There's no reason to mention in Tiglachas Pachot Mishloshim Yom. The Mishnah seems to be outrageous. I'll leave it at Tosis. Now, and here we come up with a completely new approach, which is absolutely brilliant, which nobody else has. And the test validates this, or Mechadish, that we have been taking into consideration all along only the possibility of consecutive Naziris. Says Tosfos, no. There are concurrently run Naziris. When it means you lose, it means you lose because it won't run concurrently. That's the meaning.
Because it won't run concurrently.
Since it won't run concurrently, it'll now only run consecutively, you lose. So the Balei Tosfos from a Chadash like this. If a Naziris completely subsumes another Naziris, then they run concurrently. But if one Nazirut would extend beyond the other Nazirut, then they can't run concurrently, because I can't possibly view it as having been subsumed in the other. So therefore, if the Nazirut of the Ben falls within the 100 days in which he started immediately, so then he doesn't lose anything, because at the end of the same 100 days, he's going to do both of the Tiglachot, which is Tosfos Shita Aluf, whatever it is. If the Nazirus of the Ben started on the second day of the Nazirus of the 100, at the end of 100 days, again, the Takana Drabana was on the 101st day, because we're always afraid maybe he'll say Shleimim, and then we want somebody to say, Yom Kippur. I remember back in the beginning of the Sefer. So we made it that Takana should always be on the day after. Okay, fine. So on the day after, just like on Estam Nazirut, we wait until the 31st day. So too, on a day after, we over here would be the 101st day. So, and now you're going to say, okay, well, what happened to the Tiglachot? What do you mean, what happened to the Tiglachot of the Ben? At the end of the 100 days, I'm doing the Tiglachot of the Ben also. So on the second day, I started counting 30 days that went towards both the Ziriot. What's the problem? At the end of 100 days, on the 101st day, I'm going to be Megaleach both for my son's Ziriot and for my Ziriot, and everything is fine. But this only works up until and inclusive of the 70th day. Once the Ben falls out now on the 71st day, when the end of the Nazirut of the 100 day comes, and the guy says, okay, I want to do a Tiglachas, we say, excuse me, sir, you're still in the middle of the counting for your son. So at this point, it's not shy to say that son's Nazirut was subsumed within the Nazirut of the 100. Therefore, once now you went beyond, now you're kaput. Because now it's actually going to be so sad. You're going to now lose your time, and you're going to have to count the Nazirut of the sun separately. No, no, that's all. Additionally, why does it say, Ein Tiglachot Pachot Mishloshim Yom? According to Tosfos, that's just another way of saying, Ein Nazirut Pachot Mishloshim Yom. Because there's nothing to do with the Tiglachot. Since you won't be able to do the final Tiglachot until way after the full 30 days, is what it means. So now you're extending beyond the time of the Nazirut of the 100. So up until 70, you're okay. But beyond 70, you're going to be soter. Because now you're going to have to keep an extra nazirut for the sun, and now make up whatever days you were missing. As far as growing hair, it's not a problem, because you never do your tiglachas anyway until after the end. So you'll never have to have hair days, according to Tosfos.
One tiglachas works for both?
For both, with two sets of korbanot. No mitzvah. Would dafka have to be megaleh? Maybe. No, the same. Would I have to do dafka on that day, and if I put it off and I wait? Something wrong with putting it off and waiting. I'm not near the Beis HaMikdash. I can't wait until I get the Beis HaMikdash. I have to go today. I'm going up anyway for the regal in another 3 months. I'll go up when I get to the regal. She said, well, you're not going to drink wine the whole time? No, but let's give me some. I can't afford to go up again special. Flights are very expensive.
So what is it that he's losing?
Time. Time. The one priceless commodity.
Yeah.
Can you pay?
No.
No, that's it. Time. The only thing he's losing. Yeah.
So if the sun is born on the 80th day of the 100, you have 10 days more to keep after the 100?
On the 20 days. On the 80th day?
Yeah.
So you have 20 days afterwards. You have to keep 20 days afterwards. You lost 20 days. Whereas if you had been born just on the 70th, you wouldn't have had any days. Now you lost those 20 days.
Hmm. But in general, if a person makes two and zero, so you can run that consecutively?
That's... No. See? If you said Harini Nazir Hayom, and you say it again, Harini Nazir Hayom, then it has to be consecutive. But if you say Harini Nazir Kishir Yeli Ben, Harini Nazir Meya, so then if the Ben falls out in the middle of the Meya, then it's included within the Meya.
Such circumstances. It has to be one of these dependent things. If this happens, then that?
Yeah. Because otherwise, what was the mimer? What were you saying? You weren't saying
it.
That's Yazir Nozir Lahazir, as we learn out from there. Shaykh, that even a Nozir Lahazir is Bechayiv you too. But in this case, it makes a great deal of sense what I'm saying. So if it can run concurrent. Okay, so according to Tosfos, the Sosa Shivim, forget about that Shivim, because that's not the point. He doesn't have that Girsa. He just has Mafsi. Not, in other words, the word Soter, according to us, simply means Mafsi. According to the way the other Rishonim are learning, Soter means, since it's Soter, his Seyar, he has to regrow it. So it really is Soter. Not Soter in the sense of needing to start all the Zeros over, but needing to make up for all of those days that he had previously grown his hair. So for all intents and purposes, it's like a Stira. According to us, it's like his Mafsi. So you have to take out the word Shivim, the second Shivim, according to Tosfos, and understand the word Soter to mean Mafsid, and understand the closing of the Mishnah of Enizirut, En Tiglachat Pachot Mishloshim Yom, as actually saying Enizirut Pachot Mishloshim Yom. Those are the tikkunim that we'll have to make. Alright, so is it clear with two exceedingly different approaches? So the Mishnah, which of course, bring us to exceedingly different Pirushim to the whole Sugya. See why this shot actually fits in very, very well in the sugya itself. Amar Rav, Yom Shivim Ole Lekana Lekana. What's interesting is, says Rav, if the child is born on the 70th day, so then what happens is the 70th day is already considered to be the first day of the Naziris of the Shloshim, of the Ben. So in other words, it counts towards a day for the 100-day Nazirut. Plus, it also counts as the first day of the Nizirut of the sun. Now, that would mean that on the 99th day, you've already completed the Nizirut of the Ben. Because the 99th day is the full Shloshim of the Ben's Nizirut. Okay, now this runs into two problems. Problem number one is then why did the Mishnah say Shivim? According to this, if you can count the day as Mitzvah Yom Kukulo, then even the 71st day ought to count because it won't be completed until the 100th day. If the 70th day is day 1, then 99 is day 30. And meaning, right, so you completed the Naziris on that day. I mean, the fact that we make it back on and make sure you have another day, fine, anyway, I'm keeping another day, so what's the problem? That's the first issue that's problematic. The second issue that's problematic is a little bit more subtle. Is that clear? That problem? The Mishnah said 70. It's not 70, it's 71. if you all mix it, say Yom Kippur. You could fit the entire 30 days right smack bang into the middle of the 100 days, even if the child was born on the 71st day, and that's not what the Mishnah says. That's not because it's the Yom Kippur, so it'll count toward it. The second issue, which is more subtle, is that if you actually had the son on the 70th day, please listen to this because it is subtle. If you have the son on the 70th day, then that means that a day which previously would have had no particular significance within the 100 days, it's just another day, okay, all of a sudden, it does gain significance because it's being Eilev Lekan Lekan. Since it's Eilev for you for the Shivim, and it counts for the first of the 30 days of your son, it makes no sense under those circumstances to add an additional day to your Naziris to say, well, you're going to have to wait till the 101st day. Because in such a case for the Rabbanon to make their takana, I never know, but if it's a Shlemi, over here you're already relying on Mikdash Yom Kippur, so that the day 99 actually is the day which is 100, because we count at the beginning of it as the beginning of 30 days. So how can I say that vis-a-vis the sun, it's 30 days, but actually on my count it's 29 days? It doesn't make sense. Either it's 30 days or isn't 30 days. So because of the birth of the sun, I now end up gaining a day, because actually day number 99 is day number 100. So now I can be Megaleach on day number 100 and not have to worry to wait until day 101. The Mishnah doesn't say a word about gaining anything. The Mishnah just talks about whether you lost anything. The way Rav is saying, you actually gained something. How come the Mishnah leaves that out? So these are the two issues that Rav's statement lead us to question. This is a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. It is when you can put it all together.
It just needs a little bit more coffee.
Yeah. Well,
so far, so good. Okay. So Omar Rav, Yom Shivim Ole Lekan Lekan. Tonight. Now wait a minute, Rav. The Mishnah says No Lad Lo At Shivim Lo Hivsit Klum. The Esau Gadaitok Ole Lekan Lekan. What do you mean Lo Hivsit Klum? You didn't lose anything. You did not lose anything. You gained it. Gurei Mitkar. You gained the day. What are you telling me? You didn't lose anything. That's not the way to tell me Allah. That's so terrible. I mean, the truth is, but dinner the lowly thing at Shivim. Since Mishum De Ketani Sefer Acha Shivim Soter Shivim. So Katani Reisha Shivim. In other words, in actuality, it's not really right to say that Ad Shivim Lo Yifsit Klal, because the truth is that he should have said really that it was Marviach. Okay, but since we wanted to say in the Sefer Mishum Diktani Sefer Acha Shivim Soter Shivim, so since over there you need to talk about what happens after 70, so then you're going to be Seisr. Take out the word Shivim according to Tosfos. Since after 70 you'll be Seisr. Kodani Reisha Shivim. So therefore, the Reisha also talked about Shivim. Yes, as they were, but the Sefer also doesn't make any sense. Dash Rami Sefer. We say Nolad Acha Shivim Soter. According to Tosfos, leave out the word Shivim. Born after Shivim, so now it is going to be a loss of some kind. That's not true. Even if it was after Shivim, there won't be a loss. Because even on the 71st, there's not going to be a loss. True, there won't be a gain, but there certainly won't be a loss.
If you would have said you don't gain after 70, I would have accepted that language. But if you're telling me after 70 you don't lose, then you're very misleading. You should have said after 71 you don't lose. Because even on 71, you're still completely subsuming the Naziris of the Ben. Correct?
The final 30.
Hmm? The last 30. The last 30? They will end concurrently. And obviously, all of this pirush has been on Libra the Tosfos, because that's the way that this part flows, even though the Mishnah didn't flow. Because I mean, according to the other Rishonim, the din of Itgar Midgar is not really Itgar Midgar. I mean, it's just a question of how much hair you'll have to be mashlin, you know. But it isn't really a question of having gained the day. It's the same sense. So, or the fire says even worse as a pirish. What do you need to bother telling me lo yipsit klum? If lamaisa the sun's nazirus had already started on the days, I mean obviously lo yipsit klum. They weren't mafsid if it already began. So again, but this, the way Tosfos is learning, you see, this is why he would want to learn the Mishnah. The way Tosfos is learning, it's great. Because we're literally talking about losing days or gaining days. All right. So here's my problem with Rav. Says Rav, boy, is this a bad one. When it says Acher Shivim, it doesn't mean after 70. It means really a long time after 70. You know, after 70. So after 70 itself is 71. And that's still okay, because you're not Mavsik Nisayon Kekulay. But after 70, then already you start losing. So my Acher. When it really says Acher, it means after that after. Ah, come on. So what are you saying? You're saying you have to really be Acher Mamash. My. So then the first part of the Mishnah doesn't read right. So then why do you say, Nolad achiv im lo yipsid klum? Afilu liyach achiv im nami. Ah, not lo sata. Elish mamina achar mabash. You can't have it both ways. You can't tell me I want to arrange the Mishnah in such a way to discuss not being mafsid instead of being Yitgar, and then say, and I really wanted to talk in the Seifa about, you know, after that whole period, but I still want to talk in the Reisha about 70 instead of 71. There's no excuse in the world for doing that anymore. I mean, if anything, it's completely misleading, because it says to us that there will never be a case of Itgura Yitgar. It's saying to us that there is no Mitzayon Kukulo, that's Eul Lakan Olakan. So how do you explain the Mishnah if that's the case? Why would we say Achivim? Elishma mina achar machmash. It's got to mean what it says. That up until 70 is this halacha, post 70 is that halacha. V'chein matnita l'rebi, l'rav. This is the way that the Mishnah, according to Rav, will be shmamina. Now this is a very much a lashon Yerushalmi. We don't use this lashon of v'chein, and the Yerushalmi use all the time v'cheini matnitin. Right, this is the v'cheini matnitin of the Yerushalmi. It's a weird way of asking a kasha. So I think what happened is that it was changed from v'cheini to v'chein in order to read it b'lashon t'miya. And is this the way that Rav is going to understand the Mishnah? How's he going to fit in his yom shivim ol alakan alakan into a Mishnah that's written like this? It's basically what the words mean. So it means that Rav must have been holding like another shita, not the shita of our Mishnah. Tell me who that was. So Rav Kamana Amar Lishmaite. Ah, I'll tell you. I know what you're going to tell me anyway. Ilemeka Abba Shaul. I mean, we know that Abba Shaul has a very famous shita about Mitzayon Kekula when it comes to Avelut. So what happened over there, we have a machlokus between the Tanakama and Abba Shaul. It's not. Hakoveret meito shlosha yamim kodem l'rega. One who buries a relative 3 days before a rega, but la mimenu gezerat shiva. Of course, we don't pass them like this. We don't need 3 days, even 1 day. But fine. But if they're the ikar, this is going according to Shita of Ikar Avigut, it's 3 days. Once the person completed the Ikar Avigut, which is the 3 days of Bechiyah, so then the shiva can become bata. So now, once the shiva is bato, okay, now the regal already begins now with shloshim. But if he kept shmeina yomim, so that means he was already past the shiva. Now, erev regal is the eighth day. So now, he actually could take a bath and prepare for the regal today. So at this point, batla mimenu, Zerat Shloshim, Umutar v'saper erev arega. So we count this as the end of Shloshim, and not only that, but since now, right before the regal, this is already considered to be as if he kept the Shloshim, so this is now right before the regal, because of the covet aregal, he's considered to be already post-Shloshim, and he could do his tiglachat. But if he didn't take advantage of doing his tiglachat prior to the regal, so then he wasn't mechabi the regal, then the regal is an eil l'shlesh. So if he went ahead and he was besaper of a regal in preparation, good. Vim lo siper of a regal, also besaper of a regal. If not, then the regal does not count as shloshim.
And after the regal,
he's still got another 2 weeks left. No, another 2 weeks. He's already kept 7 days. That counts as shloshim. That's the sheet of the Tanna Kamma. So far, it's nothing to do with our Gemara. Now comes along Abba Shaul in the Mishnah, and he says it in a very sneaky way, because he sneaks in a different halacha between the lines of the obviously halacha that he's talking about. He says, "Afilu lo siper kodem haregel," even if he didn't take a haircut before the regel, "mutar l'seper achar regel," he doesn't need to do a haircut before the regel, because it's basically a function of the time. And here's where he sneaks in without even letting us notice, unless you pay close attention. What he says is, "Kishem shemitzvat shlosha mivatelet gzeirat shiv'a, kach mitzvat shiv'a mivatelet gzeirat shloshim." You see what he snuck in? The Tanna Kamma was talking about the eighth day, and he's talking about the 7 days. So he's also sneaking in. By the way, I don't know what are you talking about the eighth day?
Mitzvah.
So here's Abba Shaul, who besides saying what's after with whether he took a haircut or not, where'd you come up with that? So he didn't take a haircut, so therefore what? The shloshim was over. Basically, mixes a yom kekulo. In the same way we understand that mixes a yom kekulo in the third day. He said the third day is 3 days of avilut. So 7 days is the shloshim, because right after the morning, the seventh day, he already was being Isaac in the dinner of the shloshim. So kach mitzvah shiva, mevatelet zirat shloshim. So now what's he saying? My time at Abba Shaul. So what's he saying, therefore? Because must be. So, Lavishim de Kasaga, Shvi'i ole lekan ole kan. That's our rabble. So the Shloshim is ole, the Shivim is ole lekan ole kan. In our case, the Shloshim therefore finishes on the 99th day. Apparently, our Tana doesn't hold that way, and that's why our Tana doesn't talk about Izgure, and that's why our Tana doesn't talk about Yom Shloshim Ve'achad. He only talks about Yom Shloshim. But if he held mitzvah Yom Kekula the way Abba Shaul holds, then in a chinami, he could have said Ad Shivim Ve'achad instead of Ad Shivim. That's the way we understand it, says the Gemara. It's not a very good way of understanding it. He says, how do you know that Abba Shaul would have said that halacha by Naziris? Avelis is the Rabbana. The only din of Avelis is the Arayta as the first day. Achritak Yomar, the Gemara does. So Kiyomar. Fine, it's, they kept Shiva. We see they kept Shiva earlier. That was a takana already in Yemos Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a very early takana, but it's still a takana. So therefore, Dilma Adkan lo komar Abba Shaul ala ba'avelut Shiva the Rabbana. The fact that Abba Shaul is ready to use avelut Shiva to be makel and to count the seventh day towards the Shloshim and say mix the Yom Kekulo is because in the Rabbana we could say mix the Yom Kekulo, but who's to say that in the Zeris? With a din of shloshim yom is the raisa, which we darshan from the yihyeh, however we darshan. Who's to say that over there he would say the same thing? A nazir the raisa? No, over there not. Okay, but there's another shita. There's Rabbi Yossi shita who clearly holds mixes ayom kekulo even in the raisa, because and that must be how he holds. It's going according to Rab is going according to the shita of Rabbi Yossi. The Omer of Rabbi Yossi, the Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom, Sheshachtu Bezarku Aleha B'Sheni Shala, V'Achar Kach Ra'ata, Arei Zo Eina Ochelet, U'Ptura Min Asor Pesach Shem. Let's review the halachas that this is no day. A woman sees a Ri'iyas Dam during the 11 days that are given for the Zivot period, between the 7 days of Nidot and the next period, right? They have 11 days. Which if she sees any dam during those days, one day she's ready a dam, she has to keep 1 day without any dam, she's tovelet, and then she's tohor. 2 days, so now that's, she's the second day also, now both of those days are tamei days, now she keeps the third day. She sees the third day, then she becomes a zavah gedela, now she needs shivas naki and the whole jazz, and okay, that's already more complicated. Now, if lamaisa she shomeres yom kineged yom, and she wasn't Royadam. And she's Teveles in the middle of the day. So at this point, we assume she's Tahora. If right before the end of the day, she does see Dam, and she's going to be Seser, Lechora, and Limafreya, she's going to end up in Tameh the whole time. Now, in this case, the second day, her Shomer's Yom Keneged Yom, came out on Erev Pesach. And now, we had a big problem. We're really hoping that by this evening there won't be any chashash of tumah, and that she's going to be able to keep this day clean without any blood. In which case, she can eat the Korban Pesach with the rest of the family. So we go ahead and we shech the Korban Pesach on her. She already went to the mikveh. At this point, we're assuming everything's okay. Before the end of the day, she's already done. So now it turns out she can't eat the Pesach. But that shouldn't be a problem, because if you can't eat a Korban Pesach, it's not the end of the world as long as you brought a Korban Pesach. So you got sick and were vomiting all night. You didn't eat a piece of your Korban Pesach, makes no difference. The achilah of the Pesach is not mine. Problem over here only is that if this was a retroactive tumor, then the sheet of the Korban Pesach on a tummy is in kosher. Because the balam were to make. No, doesn't affect anybody. So now, what happens to this woman? The pashtus, she missed out on her Korban Pesach. She bring Korban Pesach sheni. Says Rabbi Yossi, no, she doesn't need to bring Korban Pesach sheni. She was yotze. How in the world was she yotze? Says the Gemara, if Rabbi Yossi is saying that she's yotze, in my time of Rabbi Yossi, it's got to be because he really holds mishum nekasara miksatayon kikulam. He really holds that the first part of the day over here counted towards her Tahira, and it's as if she kept the whole day now Tahira. And therefore, if she sees another Re'iya, that's nothing to do with her first Re'iya. Just like if she had been Tahora. She finished her Nidot, she went to the Mikveh, she's Tahora. Now she's Re'iya Daban, let's say the sixth day, or the third, whatever. Were you going to say she was Tamea? Of course she wasn't Tamea. From the moment that she was Re'adah, she's Tamea. What is she Tamea as? A Shomer Yom Keneged Yom. It doesn't go retroactively. So if I mafsik the days by completing an entire day, and now she'll see again. Let's say that she was Re'adah on the first day of the 11 days between Nidah and Nidah, right? And so she goes there to the rabbi. The rabbi says, keep one day of Tyra. She keeps one day of Tyra. Goes to the mikvah and called the Seder. Now on the fifth day, again, she's Re'adah. Do we say, so now all the days in between were Tomei? Of course we don't say that. Because it's on a different day. It needs to be consecutive days. If you hold mixes a Yom Kikulo, then this is not a consecutive day. There was a day in between. So it's as if now she saw a day later. And that explains Rabbi Yosef Shita. It's true that she's Tomei now and can't eat the Korban Pesach. But it's as if this is like a day after the day that she was already counted towards the Shomer Yom Keneged Yom. So if he's ready to say that about Tuma of Nida, as if a Shomer Yom Keneged Yom, which is a Dioraita, so Rav says he would say the same thing over here for a Nazir, that a day counts in both directions. It's not going to be more Chomer than Shomer Yom Keneged Yom. And therefore, everything adds up just fine. Says the Gemara. Now, the truth is that the Girsa that we have does not really make sense. And the Gra takes out the words, and we'll see later on that the Gemara does not assume that these words ever occurred. And if you learn that they occurred, then you'll have to kvetch later. But let's read the words as they occur and explain what they seem to be saying. But Bepashas, they were inserted here by someone who did not understand the sugya. So the Gemara says, who's to say that the halacha is because of mitzvah sayom kekulai? And therefore we can rely on Rav saying like Rabbi Yossi, Mimai? Who tells you that? Maybe it's because Rabbi Yossi holds that tuma of a shomer yom keneged yom only occurs from this point onwards. And it does not affect anything before. And it's nothing to do with Shomer Yom Keneged Yom. Now the reason the Gra takes out the Girsa, as the Rishonim explain, the Girsa doesn't make any sense, is because, so what? You still need Shomer Yom Keneged Yom. If you don't know Mitzvah Yom Kekulo, when was she Shomer Yom Keneged Yom to be Mitaharet? You're not helping me by saying, you'll only be Metami Mikano Ahava. Because if the day doesn't have a halacha of Shmira, so then she remains Tami. Right?
You're still showing Mixes Ayom.
See, it's still, even if you say this, it's still going to be Semech on Mixes Ayom Kekula. It's not really a change. So therefore, says the Gra, the correct Girsa is, Mixas Hayom Kekulo must be because Rabbi Yossi holds Mixas Kiyom Kekulo, and since Mixas Hayom Kekulo, therefore Mikam Alam Ba'omitam. So therefore the Tumah is only for this point on, which means at the time of the Shechita, she was Tahira, and therefore she was Yotzei or Korban Pesach, and the fact that she didn't eat at night is not Ma'akim. The person doesn't have to eat from the Korban Pesach, and therefore everything is fine. So we'll work out now according to Rav. So, is it true, though, that Rabbi Yossi really holds this? That in such a case, you're only Matami Mikan Lahaba, because we're saying that on the first part of the day now as a separate day, and we suffer Rabbi Yossi Hafi? V'atanya Rabbi Yossi Omer, Zav Ba'al Shtei Re'iyot, Sheshachta V'zarku Alav B'Shvi'i. Now we have a very similar case of a male Zav. So a male Zav also, a Zav Ba'al Shtei Re'iyot, does not have a Chiyuv of Korban, does not have the same halacha as a Zav Gadol, but he still is Matame, he still has the same din of a Shomer Yom Kineged Yom, of a full Zav Gedel on Shvi, you understand? That's why it's called Shvi Yishalot. A woman doesn't count 7 days unless she saw three Riyas. A male counts 7 days even though he's going to saw two Riyas. But he still doesn't have the other dinim of a Zav with the Korbanis and so on, unless he saw three Riyas. Again, we don't have to get into the Prati dinim here. But this is a din of Shvi. Okay, or a Shomer Yom Kineged Yom on whatever the day was. The second day, the third day, whatever that day was. Ben Shomer Yom Kineged Yom. In both of these cases, we shechted and we rezare. So either on him on the seventh, on her on the second day, the third day, whatever the case may be. Zorku aleha. And then either the male or the female, akrakach ra'u, so now they have another re'iya. To afa pi shemitam im mishkavu moshav l'mafreya. Ooh, this is bad. Rabbi Yossi Omer, afa pi shemitam im mishkavu moshav l'mafreya. Wow. Ooh. Turim milasot pesach sheni. Wow. This is a problem. I mean, if you're going to tell me that they are Matame Lamafreya, then I don't get it. I mean, so how were you using the garment Pesach? That means at the time we shafted on them, they were actually Tameim. Why don't they have to bring a Pesach Sheni? I mean, now you're saying, no, nah, it's not that I'm exempt. You can't have it both ways. If they're Matame Lamafreya, they got to bring a Pesach Sheni. What are you telling me? He doesn't hold them exempt Kikula. He doesn't hold that they're not Matame Lamafreya. It's not true. And I'm afraid it's only drop off. Otherwise, it makes no sense. It's crazy. I mean, how can I mean, Stavra? But it's got to be that way. I mean, it's not that many right. What are you trying to tell me? That according to Biosis, with Tami Lamafreya, Midiraisa, so then you're wearing out to the carbon. There's no possible way. I mean, why am I Peturim Milasot Pesach Sheni? What possible reason could there be for Petur Pesach Sheni? Says the Gemara, if I come up with another possibility. Then you don't know that he holds Mixas Yom Kekula and that you're not Matam Lamafreya. So let me tell you something, my friend. There is, in fact, another reason why the Korban Pesach was Torah. We have a special halacha called Tumat HaTahom. Tumat HaTahom means a tumah that was unknowable at the time. Nobody knew about it. Let's say that somebody now had walked across a river where there was a mate on the bottom of the river, who had taken a swim, disappeared, nobody ever knew about it, and died, drowned. Now, Erev Pesach, and we go ahead, we bring the Korban Pesach on this guy, Erev Pesach, they dredge the river and they find the body there. And this guy walked right over that body. There's a halacha l'moshe misinai of Tumat HaTahom, that Tumat HaTahom does not affect your Korban Pesach. Obviously, you can't eat it or anything, but you don't say, because it was a tumah that was unknowable at the time. There's a shita that holds that the same thing is true about other tumah. So, since over here we do not have access to a time machine, and therefore there's no way for us to know at the time that there was a tumat ziva here, maybe that's where the other shita. But I ask you, do you have a way of knowing now that you were coming on Afreya? No, you're only going to know after the time has passed. But after the time has passed, we already acted on our best knowledge, and we brought the Korban Pesach. That's the reason you have to bring another Pesach. Not because you're not coming on Afreya with your Aisha, but because of the time factor and the knowledge of the time. The Afreya doesn't really change anything. And maybe that's all the Rabbi Yossi is saying. Liola me melacha, really. Yod stumet diorayta lemafreya. It's just that the tuma of tahom deziva hitiru. And the truth is, you take a look at Rabbi Hoshaya and how he understood Rabbi Yossi. The way we said it before, to make it work out, that really it's only lemafreya minarabana. And not to rely on this whole business about tumas tahom on aziva, that's the way his contemporaries understood it also. The Tanya Rabbi Hoshaya Omer, Haro Ezav Bashmi Ishalo, Soter Etchilafanav. Alright, so here the guy has completed now 7 days of counting, and now he's Roezivot. He loses all of the days, and he starts over, even though it's the seventh day already. Comes along Rabbi Yochanan now, Amar Le Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Nistar Ela Yomo. What is Rabbi Yochanan talking about? Manushah. I mean, Isatar, Kulu Satar, Ilo Satar, Lo Nistar, Velo Yomo. And I said, what are you saying? If you hold that the seventh day is already post the counting, then it's not Soter at all. If you're telling me that it's not post the counting, then it's Soter everything. How do you get a day? Where does a day come from? Why would you say such a thing? Ela Ema, you're right. There's no such thing. By a Zov, either it's Soter or it's not Soter. There's no way it can only be Soter a day. So Ema, what Rabbi Yochanan was saying is, Lo Nistar Velo Yomo. So Omar Le, he said to him, oh, that's Rabbi Yossi Shita. Rabbi Yossi Koi Kavaseh. The Omar Mikano La Bamadame. Now, how could Rabbi Yossi say, the Rabbi Yossi ought to be Kanala Bamadame? If Rabbi Yossi himself said, Beferish, Lumafreya, we just had a brighter that said Rabbi Yossi said that Beferish. What is Rabbi Yossi trying to say over here? Rabbi Yossi Lumafreya with the Omar. Did he or did he not say, Betame Mishkava Moshe Lumafreya? So what is this? Rabbi Yossi doesn't know what Rabbi Yossi was saying. Clearly what he meant was, well, really Rabbi Yossi holds like you, Rabbi Yochanan. When he said he would stop in the Mafrei, he only meant the Chumash the Rabbanim was stop in the Mafrei. But Mi'ikra, then you're right, he holds like you also. In other words, in the same way that he said that Azov B'Shvi Shalo is able to be Yotzi as Korban Pesach, and it wasn't Seisr everything, that's what you're saying. That the Azov B'Shvi Lo Nistara V'Lo Yom shouldn't be Seisr anything. There is such a Shita. But that Shita is based on Mitzvah Yom Kikulo being a Shmira, Midiraita, and therefore there's no Tuma. Aye, he says there is Tuma. Clearly that was meant in Rabbanim. That must be what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. In which case, our original Pirush in Rabbi Yossi indeed seems to be the one that was correct. That's Mitzvah Yom Kikulo. And therefore, when we said Rav, it's like Rabbi Yossi, it's very good. Very good. Works out fine. So our Mishnah doesn't want to say Shivim Mi'echad, because it doesn't want to rely on Mitzvah Yom Kikulo. Rav is saying, but I'll leave it a Shita of Rabbi Yossi. Enoch Dinami, Mitzvah Yom Kikulo would have meant that even on Shivim Ve'echad, it would also have been a perfectly kosher subsumed Nizirut, and everything would have been okay. That's wrong. And that's Rabbi Yossi. Let me ask you something. I just want to understand Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Mirti. Rabbi Yossi holds at Mitzvah Yom Kikulo. So, if he holds at Mitzvah Yom Kikulo, why wouldn't Mitzvah Yom Kikulo work on the end of a day, the same way it works at the beginning of the day? This is the way the Rabbeinu Talmud is. This is a very complicated sugya, which is not the Iker here, so we'll just take this approach. According to him, wouldn't the end of the day be the Shmira of the Mikzvah Yom Kikulo? So there will never be such a thing as a Zobah Gedela. Because if she sees Dom, let's say, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, by the time Shkia comes around, she already kept Mitzvah Sayon as a Shmira. So now the next day, if Rabbi Yossi is saying, you don't go back in the time of Mafreya, so the next day she sees again Mitzvah Sayon. She sees again 3 o'clock. Noon. So how does that connect to what happened the day before? It's a completely different Re'iyah. So that's separate. You're telling me a woman had 3 separate Re'iyahs on day 3 and on day 5 and on day 7. She says, Zava Gedela, garnish. So how do you ever get a chance to be a Zava Gedela? Because that's the equivalent, according to Rabbi Yossi. Seeing on 3, 4, and 5, according to Rabbi Yossi, is that saying on 3, 5, and 7? Because we count Mitzvah Yom as a day in between. So where are you ever going to Mitzvah Yom Kikulo? So how can she ever bring a carbon? Hechem Hashkagasla. Kivin Dechazim Apagad Yuma. Look, if she sees, let's say at noon, so either Pagani or Mesorakel or Shimur, the other half of the day now counts as the Shimur. Again, similar to the other half of the day means tomorrow morning's half a day. A lot of problems. Let's just take it on both levels. It's the terrace that makes it problematic. See, Ibai Dema de Kashafa, Tlata Fata Yumabadiata. Look, she could be basically bleeding continuously for 3 days. And I said, then there's no time of doing Mitzvah Shmir. I mean, obviously, that's the simplest solution. In that case, she will be a Zavar Gedolah no matter what she holds. Viboy Dema, I can give you another answer. And this is the answer that causes problems. That she saw on 3 days straight close to Shkia, so that there was no time between the end of her Riya and the Shkia to do a Hefsek Taira and to have Shmira Taira. Seems to be mashma like the Rabbeinu Tam. It seems to be mashma what the problem is tonight, the rest of today, not what's going to be tomorrow morning. Because otherwise, what's it say? Some of Shkia's a Kama, so but it's still up tomorrow morning, which is a Hefsek between this and the next Riya. That's where the problems come in. Okay. Essentially, this is a psach and buddha, a nidais issue, it means sugyas of this. So, we'll wait, Bezrat Hashem. So, therefore, we have now, since he was Raya Samu Shkiyat HaChama, Lo'avi Shahut, the Saliq Le'Minyan, now there wasn't enough time for her to complete her minyan. Hagran Allah, Harini Nazir,
Neder, Vantun the Heilig Kaperik,
Mi Shamar Hareni Nazir, Megaleach Yom Shloshim Ve'achad, Vim Gilach Yom Shloshim Yatsa. This we already saw back at the beginning of the Masechta. It's good to remember way back then, we were holding in the 25% mark. It's good to remember what's going on back at the beginning. To be continued. Hareni Nazir Lekishieli Bein, Nazir Me'ayom, Nolad Lo Bein Ha'Shivim, Lo Yifsiklu, Me'ach Ha'Shivim, Soter, or that's Tosis is Girsa, or the Rambam's Girsa, Soter Shivim, meaning Ad Shivim. She ain't Tiglachat, Pachot B'Shloshim Yom. According to Tosis, ain't Nozir, Pachot B'Shloshim Yom. Omer Rav, Yom Shivim, Ololo Lekan Lekan. Tznam, Onado Ad Shivim, Lo Hifsit Klum. Ve'isak, Daidach Lekan Lekan, what do you mean, Lo Hifsit Klum? It's actually a during Midgar. Elabedinu, the Lord lead me ad shivim, but since in the Sefer we want to say achar shivim, so ter shivim, so it says in the Resha ad shivim. Tashma, mi Sefer, nolad achar shivim, so ter shivim. Now that just means achar, achar. So what are you saying? Achar, mamish, what would be the ma? So afinami de lo sata? So how do you explain the fact that it said ad shivim? Now you can't have the string pulled in both directions. See, my Ari to tell me Nolad Ad Shivim Lo Hifsiklum. If the truth is that I feel the Achar Shivim, Nami Harmelo Sata. Elosh Mamina, then indeed Achar Mamish. So now what's Rav going to do with the Mishnah like this? Hey, Matnitin L'Rav Shmamina. V'Rav Kiman Amra L'Shmaitin. Ili Bekaba Shahul, the Tanak of Erpin Toshloch Yemen, Kadmulaga Bottom and Exer Shiva, Shmoni Yemen, Kadmulaga Bottom and Exer Shvashim, Umutarna Saper Erva Rega, Vilos Saper Erva Rega, Losuna Saper Acha Rega. And Abba Shol argues and says, who cares if he was Misaper or not? If he was Misaper, Kadmulaga Mutarna Saper Acha Rega. Shikishem, Shemitzvat Shlosha, Mevatel Exer Shiva, Kak Mitzvat Shiva, notice not Shmone, Mevatel at Nazirut, Gizerat Shloshim, no. So my time is Abba Shol. It's got to be Mishum the Gazav Shviyol Elokan Elokan. This is already Yotzei Shloshim. He started the Shloshim. Yeah, but I mean, Dilmat Kan Lo Omer Abba Shol all about Veilut Shiva, which is only Drabona. But maybe Nazirut, which is Dioraita, maybe he wouldn't say it. And Larav the Omer Krivios. The Tanya Rav Yossi Omer Shomer at Yom Keneged Yom Sheshachtu Vizorku Alea B'Sheni Shela V'Achakach Ra'ata. So my time, the Rabbi Yossi, lam mishum de kasavar mikta sa yom kekula. Again, this girsa reads not necessarily dil mishum de kasavar kanu labo metame, but very problematic. So lam mishum de kasavar mikta sa yom kekula umikanu labo metame. It's a reasonable girsa. Does in fact Rabbi Yossi hold that? We saw Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, Omer Zav Bar Shtei Riyot. She shocked to Vizorko Lav Bishvi, because she married Yom Kenegad Yom. She shocked to Vizorko Lav Yachach Ra'um. Alpha Pish Vatam Mishka Vamosha Lima Freya. Why? Turmilazo Pesach Sheni. Come on, that can't mean anything. It's got to mean Lima Freya and Rabbanan. Obviously, I'm not going to have a Stavra. Isaac Dagam and Yeraita. How could he possibly say that she's Turmilazo Pesach Sheni? I jump to conclusions. I mean, maybe really it's talking about Tumadiyoraita, huh? And nonetheless, Tumata home, the Ziva Yitira. But the truth is, Avra Voshaya Sava, the Mafra Min Rabban. The Tanya Ravoshaya Omer, Aroez Zav Bishvi Shalom. Soter Shalafana. So Omer Le Rabbi Yochanan, why? He should only be Soter that day. What? That day? Manushach. I mean, look, either it is Sotar, it's not Sotar. I mean, you tell me, if it's Sotar, then obviously Kula Sotar. If you're telling me it's already over the spheres, then it shouldn't be Sotar anything. You lo Sotar, lo Nistar, even the day. Velo Yomas. You're right. What Rabbi Yochanan actually said, it's, what do you mean, Sotar Akol? It shouldn't even be Sotar today. Eloim lo Nistar, velo Yomo. To which Rav Hoshaya replied, yes, Rabbi Yossi holds like that. But Rabbi Yossi himself does not hold like that. He said, so obviously Rav Hoshaya is saying that the Lamafreya of Rabbi Yossi means only Mirabonim. And Rabbi Yossi himself, Michtem. It's something mixed Yom Kekula. So now do you ever find this Zohar Gemur, the Maite Kor? Mech Meshkachet La. Kima the Chazer, but Pagani Yom, Eidach Pagani Yom, Etzar Goloshimu. Ibait ema de kashafa tlata tlata yumi, bari adali. Ibait ema de chazia tlata yumi, somuch le shkiyat hachama. De lo avi shavut, de solik le lemin yonam. Okay.